Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Journalist Richard Eden claims Meghan Markle and Prince Harry are very much in bed with the Democrats and adds to the speculation that Meghan could want to get into politics and that the couple's comments on Afghanistan were bland on purpose. Eden said on the Daily Mail's royal show Palace Confidential, Harry was very much involved in the Afghanistan conflict, so to see what's happened now must be very difficult. Then they issued this statement, which was very bland and very wishy-washy. That's because, to my mind, they're very much in bed now with the Democrats and with the future political ambitions of Meghan. As a reminder, the statement in question said in part, as we all watch the growing humanitarian disaster in Haiti and the threat of it worsening over last weekend's earthquake, we are left heartbroken. And as we all witness the continuing global health crisis, exacerbated by new variants and constant misinformation, we are left scared. When any person or community suffers, a piece of each of us does so with them, whether we realize it or not. And although we are not meant to live in a state of suffering, we, as a people, are being conditioned to accept it. It's easy to find ourselves feeling powerless, but we can put our values into action, together. Perhaps the bland statement was part of an attempt to keep themselves marketable. Screenwriter Margaret Holder, writing in The Express, said, perpetuating their victim status may deliver global publicity welcomed by the media giants who have commercial contracts with the Sussexes. However, eventually people will tire of hearing the same old cracked record and the couple will have to reinvent themselves if they are to stay bankable in a rapidly changing market with many competitors. We here at Palace Intrigue never tire of hearing from Harry and Meghan, and we very much look forward to episode 2 of their $25 million Spotify podcast, as we have been anxiously awaiting a new episode since December. Republic World reports that Harry and Meghan have stepped up when it comes to Afghanistan. A charity recently thanked the Duke and Duchess of Sussex Archibald Foundation for making a generous donation in light of the Afghanistan crisis. While taking to Instagram, the Women of Afghan Women, WAW organization, posted a thank you message for the couple's support in its efforts to relocate families. We are immensely grateful for the generosity of the Archibald Foundation in support of our efforts to evacuate and relocate thousands of Afghan women, children, families, including our staff. Palace Intrigue will be right back. Liam Gilliver isn't pulling any punches in an opinion piece in the Mirror. Gilliver writes, Prince Andrew is staying silent and clutching onto his shiny toys, but when a friendship with one of the world's most notorious pedophiles doesn't destroy you, what can? In light of the lawsuit, Andrew scurried to Balmoral to see how Mummy could help and made sure this time his lips were sealed. Instead of condemning him for his lack of cooperation, the Queen reportedly showed alliance to her son and is now pushing for him to keep his prestigious military titles. It may seem a frivolous thing to focus on, considering the enormity of the allegations. After all, the title won't protect him from being hauled through the New York courts, right? And on this side of the Atlantic, the Metropolitan Police has launched a review into Jeffrey Epstein's London movements, and its chief, Cressida Dick, assured the public that the force will be keeping a watchful eye on the civil case overseas. Of Andrew's position, she added that no one is above the law. But that's not quite true. There's one thing that could bag Andrew diplomatic immunity from being compelled to face legal action in the States, and that's having his mother on his side. As Dr. Jennifer Cassidy points out, sovereign immunity is a concept devised to protect the position of heads of state, not the members of their family and their function as head of state. While the Queen cannot be arrested, other members of the royal family can be, unless they are with her. The law also states that no arrests can be made in the monarch's presence or within the surroundings of a royal palace. So the palace is his prison for now. Well, at least Andrew will be able to order takeout. From the Mirror, former royal chef Darren McGrady recently let slip that our monarch is partial to a burger, only not the way we might enjoy it. The Queen is said to prefer hers served without a bun, so it can be eaten with a knife and fork, and with cranberries as a dressing instead of lashings of ketchup. As a result, the Mam Burger, created by Food Hub, features two beef patties, cranberry sauce, and salad. And as Queen Liz can't just walk into any fast food restaurant, the online takeaway service has gone the extra mile by delivering her beloved burger to Buckingham Palace, butler and all. And there you have it. Please follow us on Spotify or iTunes or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue and good times.